I was wondering, as I do every year, what to say on Remembrance Sunday. And I was writing in my journal this morning that every year I have to fend off the temptation to turn this into a history lecture of some sort, because it is something that I'm interested in. But the lectionary takes us in directions that I believe the Holy Spirit needs us to go. And so this Sunday, rather than a lecture in history, which you don't want anyway, at least I don't think you do, we're going to talk about choosing in a pandemic. Our Old Testament text talks about choosing. Joshua says to the people of Israel, "Choose this day who you will serve." And we may be thinking the first time we encounter this text that this isn't a real choice. How could the people of Israel choose anything else? They had seen God at work in so many ways. But let's not forget the story of the golden calf. Let's not forget the times that the people of Israel complained to Moses about God abandoning them in the middle of the wilderness. It is a real choice. They were at a crisis point in a particular way. They were about to go from what they had known for 40 years, wandering around in the wilderness, into this new land, promised to be good. But I'm sure they'd heard the stories of the spies who went in, and two came back saying, "This is great, we can do it." But 10 of the 12 said, "Oh no, this is too much for us." We also are in a time of crisis. Oh, we might think we're used to it. We might think we've come to terms with the pandemic, that we've come to grips with what it means to isolate ourselves, to distance ourselves from people we love and strangers alike by a couple of meters. All of us, I think, have gotten quite good at estimating how far 2 meters is from one person to the next without the dots on the floor of the store we're in. And we are good at those things, but we aren't used to this because we have a whole lifetime of being ourselves in a particular way. And this has put everything on its head. I know I'm not the only person who has found life and all that its specific demands more than their current capacity can manage. The pandemic is taking its toll on virtually everyone. No one's untouched, except perhaps for an exceedingly small few who are able to isolate themselves from the world itself. Well, if we're in a crisis, what does that mean? We're told to not make decisions in times of crisis, and I agree with that. So, why are we talking about choosing in a pandemic? Well, because this is different. And the crisis that the nation of Israel was facing at that time, a crisis of change, is different also. The decisions we are to avoid during a crisis, whether it's a personal one or a family one or a national one, or in this case, a worldwide one, are the sort that can be put off. We're told that if we're in the middle of a relationship breakup or something like that, to don't impulsively buy big expensive things like a car. Don't make career decisions without a lot of thought and counsel. I've heard it said that we don't want to do those things with long tails if you don't have to. And a decision with a long tail is one that keeps affecting things for a long, long time. In the middle of a crisis is not the time to decide to marry someone you've known for a week. Maybe it'll work out, maybe not. But is this the kind of thing that Joshua is talking about? Let's not forget that when Joshua asked the people of Israel, he wasn't asking them to choose something new. Some of you know, perhaps all of you, I'm not sure, that I've been on medical stress leave off and on for the last several months. It reached the point where I simply didn't have the capacity to do what I needed to do at work and could barely do what I needed to do at home. And so, in consultation with physicians, it seemed the best thing was to stop working to free up those 40 or so hours in a week, to focus on the things that only I could do that were critical for me which is self-care, being a husband, a father, a grandfather, all of those things that nobody else can do for me, whereas there are people who could do what I might need to do at work. One of the worst things for me in this time of leave is having to do something new. I can do the things I've always done. They might take more energy. They almost always take longer. I can do fewer of them in a day than I could a year ago, but I can do them. Sometimes it gives me a false sense of being better, of being over this. But if I need to do something new, I may or may not even be able to do it. If I go to a new store for something only available there or anything like that, it can take me hours to recover from that. And I'm not telling you this, that you will be sympathetic or anything like that to me. I'm not saying it as anything other than this is just my current experience. And when I look at to our Old Testament lesson, Joshua is not asking people to do something they've never done before. He's not asking them to discover or to encounter a new God. He's asking the people to choose to continue to do the good things they've already been doing, the things they've learned about over the years in the wilderness, the things their parents and grandparents taught them before they passed on. We are being asked, even in a pandemic, to choose, but not something new, but to choose again to serve God. In some ways, this choice is like restating our vows, something Heather and I have done more than once. We have, in the company of other people, restated the vows, either using the same words or different words of that we said on our wedding day. But we're not saying something new. We're not saying, oh, now we'll start doing all of these things. What we're saying is that we will continue to do these things. We are revisiting something we said already. We're reminding ourselves of the truth of our love and commitment to each other. Not because we were worried we'd forgotten those things, but in celebration of, well, the most recent time of our 25th wedding anniversary. It was lovely. Out at Willow Island, restating our vows in the presence of our children and grandchildren and our friends, other family members. It was wonderful. But it wasn't something new. It was something old that we were renewing. During this pandemic, during this time of polarization in so many areas, we are called to choose again to love God with all our hearts, souls, and minds, and to love our neighbors as ourselves, regardless of how they voted, what they think about this or that issue or anything else. Joshua called the people of Israel to say, look at what you know already and look at the other options and choose what you're going to do. So perhaps in one way it was an opportunity to choose something new, but the new thing was to give in to an old temptation. During this pandemic, it's easy, I think, for some of us to fall into old ways of thinking, to fall into ways of looking at people who don't do what we think they should be doing during this time and be judgmental. We might look at someone not wearing a mask properly or not wearing a mask at all, and we might think hard thoughts about them without knowing what their context is, without knowing whether they're able to wear a mask, whether they are able to acquire a mask, whatever it might be. We're called to love God with all our hearts and souls and minds and love our neighbors as ourselves. This pandemic, I think in some ways, has pushed a lot of things closer to the surface for many of us, certainly for me. And it's been a good opportunity for me to be reminded that I chose to serve God a long time ago. And I need to choose to do that again. It's not a choice that we make once and never talk about it again. It's not like the story of the person who got married and told their partner, okay, I just said I love you. I'll let you know if anything changes. It's not that. We're called to renew what we already know, renew the call of God upon us to be God's people, just like the nation of Israel was. We're called to choose life, to choose goodness, to choose care and compassion and all of those things that Jesus talks over and over again about what it means to be his follower. How will people know we follow Jesus? Because of how we love each other and how we love. That's what we're being asked to choose during this pandemic. In the midst of isolation, which all of us are going through to one degree or another, we're called not to isolate our inner selves. We're called to still be in community and connection with our loved ones. We're still called to be kind to those people that serve us in grocery stores or gas stations or anywhere we might be. People who are, in a very real sense, taking a significant risk in doing these things for us. We're being asked to choose during this pandemic to be our best selves, to be more and more, in this phrase I use so often because it keeps coming up in so many different places, to become more and more the people we were created to be, to make the difference that only we can make in the contexts we're all in, to be the best partners, siblings, parents, friends, acquaintances, strangers that we can be. It's a choice that we can make, even in the midst of this crisis, because it's not a choice to do something brand new. It's a choice to do the best that we can be, even more so. Joshua gave the people a choice, and we are also given the choice. God, in his mercy, allows us to choose, even if we choose poorly. But today, Joshua reminds us that we can choose life. We can choose to love the Lord our God with our hearts, souls, and minds, and our neighbor as ourselves again. And tomorrow we can choose that again. Choice in the time of pandemic might not be easy, but it's not impossible either. We can choose to be our best selves every day. And that's all God has ever asked us to do. Not to change the world, but to be ourselves in a way that the world changes. Amen.